Welcome to this demonstration of playing iTunes Radio on your Mac, which has recently become available in Australia in February 2014, which is the main reason I'm doing this demo. I'm also doing demos on the Apple TV and also iTunes Radio on iOS, i.e. the iPhone, the iPad and the iPod Touch, although I'll probably just use one iOS device to do those demos. Okay, so first of all, let me just say that I've got my Mac Air turned on, VoiceOver's running, and as usual, let me go to the desktop with the VoiceOver command Shift-VOD, and of course the VO keys being the Control and Option keys held down together, and I'll do that now. Shift-VOD or Shift-Control-Option-D.
Desktop, Macintosh HD volume.
Now we need to go to the Applications folder in order to access iTunes.
Applications, now in Applications window.
And of course, to get to Applications folder in Finder, I just press the Mac keyboard shortcut key, Shift-Command-A. To jump down to iTunes, I'm just going to type in ITU on the keyboard.
iTunes Pod App Application.
Okay, so there's iTunes. I'm going to open it up with Command-O.
Open. iTunes. iTunes window. Podcasts. Table. No selection. Has keyboard focus.
Now I've been listening to podcasts. Now in order to get to iTunes Radio, I need to bring up the music source option. So I'm going to jump quickly to the edit field. And of course, on the Mac with iTunes, that's Option Command F to take me to this search edit field.
Search library. Search text field.
And of course, that takes me very close to the source button. So if I go to the right with VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Podcasts. Pop-up button.
That's the pop-up button for the source list. And press the spacebar.
Interact with table. Row 5 of 9. Selected.
And I'm going to VO up arrow or Control Option up arrow to get to music.
TV shows. Movies. Music.
And select that with VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar.
Music pop-up button.
Okay, now if I press VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow, we're going to get all the different options for music playing on your Mac, which will also include iTunes Radio. So I'm going to do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Music in the cloud is available for David.
Thank you. Keep going.
Radio. Selected radio button. 1 of 9.
So I've got 9 options now. Radio is selected, and that's actually iTunes Radio. The previous internet radio stations are still on there as well. If I quickly go through these tabs, or radio buttons as VoiceOver calls them, we've got, of course, the first one's radio, which is currently selected.
Songs, radio button, 2 of 9.
Songs.
Albums, radio button, 3 of 9.
Albums.
Artists, radio button, 4 of 9.
Artists.
Genres, radio button, 5 of 9.
Genres.
Videos, radio button, 6 of 9.
Videos.
Playlists, radio button, 7 of 9.
Playlists.
Internet, radio button, 8 of 9.
Internet, which is actually internet radio.
Match, radio button, 9 of 9.
And iTunes Match. So radio, or in this case, iTunes Radio is selected. If it wasn't already selected, I could just press VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar to select it. And of course, I then could just keep doing VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow. But if I keep going now.
My lists button, iTunes store button, my stations grid, no selection, 3 rows, 5 columns.
That's my stations control, which is currently in a table. And that, of course, is at the bottom of the screen. So if I jump to the top of the screen with shift function, VO left arrow.
Up next button.
Okay, and if I jump to the bottom of the screen with shift function, VO right arrow.
My stations grid, no selection.
Okay, so if you were to select the radio on that group of 9 radio buttons, that VoiceOver calls it again, I could then just quickly jump down to the bottom of the screen with shift function VO right arrow and not have to do VO right arrow to get over to the table to begin with. Okay, so it just makes it a bit faster. So let me interact with the table now. So my stations with shift VO down arrow, shift control option down arrow.
Interact with my stations grid, no selection. 3 rows, 5 columns, ambient radio, 1 of 13.
Okay, that first one is ambient radio. Now, these are the stations that I've added to, if you like, my favorites or my stations from my iPhone. And, of course, also the Apple TV as well. So that's ambient. Now if I just do VR right arrow control option right arrow.
Techno radio, 2 of 13.
Techno radio.
Unwind, 3 of 13.
Unwind.
Soft rock radio, 4 of 13.
Soft rock radio.
Jazz on more radio, 5 of 13.
Jazz radio.
Retro, 6 of 13.
Retro, and you just had to go into the next row. Keep going to the right with VR right arrow control option right arrow.
Surfing hits radio, 7 of 13.
Surfing hits radio.
60s pop hits, 8 of 13.
60s pop hits.
iTunes weekly top 20, 9 of 13.
iTunes weekly top 20.
Workout, 10 of 13.
Workout. Now, a few of these were already in, by the way, their default preset playlist for iTunes radio, if you like, and I just chose them to be in my favorites as well. Okay, so let's keep going. VR right arrow, control option right arrow.
Folk singer slash songwriter radio, 11 of 13.
Okay, I'm going down to the next row. Keep going to the right VR right arrow, control option right arrow.
Children's music radio, 12 of 13.
Children's music radio.
Featured stations. Add the station. Settings group, 13 of 13.
Okay, this is to look at the other featured stations that iTunes Radio is currently displaying, and also to add a station. So I need to interact with that group. So we need to interact again with the Shift VO Denner command, Shift Control Option Denner.
Interact with featured stations. Add the station. Settings group 13 of 13. Three items. Featured stations. Grid no selection. One row. 13 columns. Three items. Featured stations. Grid no selection.
Okay. Now, if I just double check my voiceover cursor with VO F3 or Control Option F3.
Featured stations grid is in the voiceover cursor.
That's the featured stations, and that's another table to interact with, all right? But if I do VR right arrow control option right arrow.
Add the station button.
That's to add a station.
Allow explicit off switch.
And that's the explicit toggle switch. So if I just go back to the left.
Add the station button. Featured stations grid no selection.
Of course, I did that with VR left arrow control option left arrow. I interact with that feature table now.
Interact with featured stations grid no selection. One row, 13 columns, hot today, 1 of 13.
Okay, so I've got hot today, and the same idea with the my stations or my favorite stations. I'm just going to use VO right arrow control option right to go across the row, down to the next row, and keep going. So that was hot stations. So VO right arrow control option right arrow.
Hot alternative, 2 of 13.
Hot alternative.
iTunes hits, 80s, 90s, and now, 3 of 13.
iTunes hits. Now keep in mind, when you hear this demo, some of these options in this favorites list from iTunes Radio itself will be different. So let's keep going.
iTunes Festival at SXSW. Performing artists, 4 of 13.
iTunes Festival.
Guest host, Bastille, 5 of 13.
Guest host, Bastille in this case.
1996, 6 of 13.
1996, so music's from 1996. When I did the demo for the Apple TV and iTunes Radio, I think the playlist there for the year was 1984, I think. Okay, let's keep going to the right with VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Discover new artists, 7 of 13.
Discover new artists.
If you like Bruce Springsteen, 8 of 13.
If you like Bruce Springsteen.
Ladies of the 80s, 9 of 13.
Ladies of the 80s.
Classical Showcase, 10 of 13.
Classical Showcase.
The Beatles Radio, 11 of 13.
Beatles Radio.
Spin the Globe, 12 of 13.
Spin the Globe.
Twitter Number Music, Australia, 13 of 13.
Twitter Number Music, Australia. Now, if you want to play any of these stations, i.e. the favorite list here, or in my stations table, let's just go back to it and I'll just show you how to start playing it. So VR left arrow, control option left arrow.
Spin the Globe. The Beatles Radio. Classical Showcase, 10 of 13.
Let's choose Classical Showcase. I'm going to bring up the context menu with Shift VOM or Shift Control Option M.
Menu, two items.
And if I come down arrow.
Add to my stations.
I can add that channel to my stations. If I come down one more.
Play Classical Showcase.
I can start playing Classical Showcase. And of course, if I do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Closing menu. Classical Showcase, 10 of 13.
Okay, so I started playing iTunes Classic Radio, and of course, start with the shortcut keys on the keyboard. I'm going to do F8. Okay, I'll stop it playing. Now, if I want to find out what song's playing, because I'm still on this table, if I do VO right arrow control option right arrow,
The Beatles Radio, 11 of 13.
Okay, I'm still on this table. So I need to interact several times to come out of these tables, groups, and tables. So I'm going to interact first time with Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with featured stations, grid no selection.
And that was the featured stations. Uninteract again.
Stop interacting with featured stations. Add the station settings group 13 of 13.
Okay, I'm back to that initial group. I'm going to uninteract again.
Stop interacting with my station's grid. No selection. 3 rows, 5 columns.
Okay, and I'm now out of the original table, which was my stations. So now I'm going to jump to the top of the screen with shift function via left arrow.
LCD section.
Get to the LCD section. Interact with that with shift VO down arrow, shift control from down arrow.
Interact with LCD section. 7 items. Mass for 5 voices. Gloria in Excelsis Neo.
Okay, and that's what's playing currently. If I do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Action menu button.
This is my action menu, so I can do VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Add to iTunes wishlist, row 1 of 8.
Okay, I can add to iTunes wishlist, and let me just go through these options with VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
New station from artist.
Create a new station from the artist.
New station from song.
New station from song.
Share station.
Share station.
Add to my stations.
Add to my stations.
Row 6 of 8 empty cell.
That's empty.
Row 7 of 8 empty cell.
Empty.
Show in iTunes Store.
And the last option is show in iTunes Store. I'm just going to come out of that pop-up with the escape key.
Action menu button.
And I'm going to interact with the LCD area.
Stop interacting with LCD section.
And I'm just going to go back and choose another station just to show how quick it is. I'm just going to go down to the bottom of the screen.
My stations grid no selection. 3 rows, 5 columns.
Interact with the table.
Interact with my station's grid no selection.
Come down to unwind.
Techno rip. Unwind. 3 of 13.
Bring up the context menu.
Menu. 2 items. Delete.
And there's now delete, because now it's in my stations. Rather than adding it, I can delete it from my stations, or
play. Unwind.
Okay, I can play unwind now. So select that.
Closing menu. Unwind. 3 of 13.
There's iTunes Radio Unwind channel play. Of course, I can use command down arrow.
Decrease volume. Decrease volume.
Okay, I've turned the volume down on the iTunes Radio or the music playing. And of course, I can do command up arrow to keep increase the volume. And if I do command right arrow.
Next.
Okay, I've brought up the next track playing in this channel, Unwind. And of course, if I want to check what the song is playing, uninteract.
Stop interacting with my station's grid.
Top of screen.
LCD section.
Interact.
Interact with LCD section. 7 items. Drive.
Okay, drive.
Action menu button.
Check my action menu again with VO spacebar.
Add to iTunes wishlist, row 1 of 7.
And add to iTunes wishlist.
New station from artist.
New station
from song. Share station. Row 5 of 7 empty cell. Row 6 of 7. Show in iTunes Store.
Okay, same as before. Press escape.
Action menu button.
If I do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
$2.19 button.
Okay, I can buy it if I want to buy the song currently playing.
Incubus, make yourself unwind.
Okay, that's the whole channel title.
Up next button.
That's up next.
Elapsed time, 57.
It's elapsed time.
2:52 button. 2:50.
And that's the end of that particular LCD area. I interact.
Stop interacting with LCD section.
VO right arrow.
Switch to mini player button.
I can switch to the mini player.
Full screen button.
Full screen.
Action menu button.
I've got another action menu. If I VO spacebar on that one.
Add to iTunes wishlist. Row 1 of 1.
Add to iTunes wishlist.
Add to.
And that's all that's in that particular item. Press escape.
Action menu button.
VO right arrow. Control right arrow.
Pause button.
Pause button.
Next button.
Next button.
43.5% volume slider.
That's my volume setting.
AirPlay pop-up button.
My AirPlay.
Search library. Search text field.
And we're back to the search edit field for the normal iTunes search, depending on what source item you're on. And of course, if I do F8, I'll stop the music playing as well. And of course, if I wanted to get back to my normal music, I'm still on the search edit field. So if I do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Music pop-up button.
That's my music pop-up button still.
Music in the cloud is available for David Radio. Songs, radio button, 2 of 9. Albums, radio button, 3 of 9.
And I can select albums.
Press albums, radio button, 3 of 9.
So I jump now to the bottom of the screen.
Album, grid, no selection.
There's my table for my list of albums that I could listen to locally, rather than streaming off the internet, in this case on iTunes Radio. What I've noticed in doing this demonstration, that action menu is also supposed to come up with please don't play this track again, or I like this track. Sometimes that appears and sometimes it doesn't, and I haven't worked out where in particular that item comes up. So keep in mind that you can do that, but every time I've tried to narrow it down to where exactly it comes up, I can't locate it. So just be aware of that, but you can do it if you can find it. So let me just close down iTunes with Command Q.
Quit iTunes Finder Applications window.
Close my Applications window with Option Command W.
Close all now in desktop.
And that concludes this brief demonstration of playing iTunes Radio on your Mac using VoiceOver. As usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.